Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Nolan Wells, 911 call. Now, what exactly is this? Because it's not your typical 911 call. In fact, it's not even a call to 911. It's a call to a towing service by his friends who were on a boat after they allegedly believed that he was on the island going after a girl. That's the premise of this phone call. So we need to understand that going in. We're about to play the entire call in its entirety, front to back. We'll stop here and there and talk about it. There's a lot of conjecture going on out there about this call right now online. And I'm not here to tell you to say anybody's wrong or right about it. Everybody's certainly entitled to hear what they're going to hear on this call. And I'm going to have you, you guys tell me what you think you hear in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. There's a lot of scuttlebutt, if you will, about the background noises, not necessarily what's being said directly to the operator, but what is being said in the background. People are believing they're hearing in the background. Now, none of it's super clear. I'm going to be completely on it now. And it's easy to pick up on, this is just how the human brain works, when there's open spaces, when there's interpretations to be made, and someone says, here's what they're saying. Our brain tends to do that. I'm not going to tell you what other people are saying, they're thinking, they're hearing. I'm just going to let you pick up on what you think you may be hearing, because that's the fairest, easiest way to do this without adding conjecture or an opinion this way or that way into any of this. Just take a listen and you be the judge. That's what we're doing here. We don't know what happened yet. I'm not going to go down a road of there's nothing to worry about because there's nothing to worry about. Why would there be anything wrong? There's evidence that certainly points to this was a horrible accident. And there's certainly reason over on the other side to question what's going on here. There's a huge, horrific history in Mississippi of not prosecuting crimes involving Black people. That's well documented. I think this is the same, really a question of any sort to anybody. Is there something like that going on here? Well, the investigation is well underway. They're going to impanel a grand jury. From everything we can tell on the surface, aside from some stupid ass statements that have been made early on by like the sheriff of, I think it's this or whatever, like all that bullshit. What we are seeing in terms of actual movement, in terms of investigative work, it's moving. And that's a good thing. Cross the T's, dot the I's, because everybody deserves the truth at the end of the day. Nolan, above all, deserves the truth and deserves to have justice, whatever that may look like, whether it is simply, this was a horrible accident, let's let him rest in peace, or if something happened to him that was not of his choice, of his doing, of the hands of someone else, then certainly that needs to be brought out too. But we don't know the answer to that yet. And I'm not here to go, well, it must be this, it must be that, you know. So let's listen to the audio and you tell me in the comment section what you think you're hearing. I'll give you some conjecture along the way. No, I'm not coming from this from any side. I'm coming in from a, as the information comes at us, here's what we're hearing side. That's really the best way to do it. I know you guys are appreciating that take on it on this channel, and that's where we're going to go. We're always going to follow where is the evidence taking us. And again, we are still just not knowing where we're at. So here we go. This is the 911 call from the boat. It's not truly a 911 call. It's to a towing service. We're going to talk about that a little bit. So this is not a 911 operator. Understand that.
Nolan is not on the boat. The mindset, if we're to believe the friends, is that their boat is sinking. They're not necessarily thinking about Nolan on the beach getting a ride back with another girl. If that's what their thought process is, or he's going to get right back with friends, their boat's sinking. They're not talking about Nolan at that moment in time. So nobody's like, head count, where's Nolan? Gee, well, he's already told you a long time ago he was going to stay on the island and go after that girl and get a ride back somewhere else. So if that's true, that explains that. Because a lot of people going, why aren't they telling the operator anything about Nolan? Well, they wouldn't if that's what happened. Not because they're hiding something, but because they're... Hey, by the way, my friend said he's going to go after a girl on the beach and he's going to get a ride back. Your boat's sinking. What does that have to do with anything right now, sir? It doesn't. But I mean, it pans out. That story does line up with this phone call, if in fact that's what happened. But is that what happened? I guess that's the question. Let's take a listen here to this. And again, your thoughts on Substack and YouTube as we work our way through all of it. Links are in the description. Here we go.
Vicky speaking. How can I help you? Hello, sir.
Hello.
Okay, how many adults on board?
There are zero adults on board.
There's nobody on board the boat?
No. Nobody here is over the age of 21.
Sir, that was not the question. Is there a person? Is there a person, a living individual on the boat?
Hey, we're at the west tip of Florin, and our bilge pump stopped working. We're sinking. Can y'all please come? We have a membership.
This sort of reminds me of the 911 call on the Murdaugh case, the Mallory Beach, where it's just young teenagers in a horrific situation with their blatant dopey 18, 19-year-old male. We think we know what's going on, but we're kind of effed at this moment in time. Vibrato going. I mean, that's, anyway.
All right, of course. How far is the word coming up, sir? Can you give me a description? Ankles? Hello?
Hey.
Yes, how far is the water coming up, sir?
It's coming up. We're just sinking. I don't know. Like, we're going down.
All right. Well, let's get you going. Membership number or phone number listed on the account, sir?
I don't know the phone number. It's either Jerry Adkerson. I think it's Jerry Adkerson. Try that.
All right.
I know we have a membership, like, guaranteed. I don't
all
have
right.
the tag
Unless
on
you
here.
Have a membership number or anything, it's okay. I'll get you over to the captain. What's the best phone number to reach you at?
Reach me at 2.
All right. And is everybody on board in good health otherwise?
Yeah, everybody's
How many?
Board.
All right. Do you need the United States Coast Guard?
What?
Do you need the United States Coast Guard?
No, we do not need that.
All right. All right. Do you have your current GPS coordinates?
Let me get a look.
If not, I can send you a text message.
North, are you ready?
Yes, sir, I'm available.
North, 30 degrees, but
All right, 4672. All right, and you were breaking up a little bit. Can you just repeat it one more time to make sure I have it correct?
Sorry, look.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, what?
So you're breaking up. If you need assistance, do you have a VHF radio?
No, we do not have a VHF radio.
All right. Well, let's try to get you going because you don't have good cell phone reception. Can you verify your coordinates one more time?
Okay, my coordinates are 30 degrees by 14.684 north and then west by 88 degrees by 46.79.
All right, looks like you're on Horn Island, correct? Are you
yes,
on
we are
Horn,
at Horn Island?
Island?
Yes.
All right, is the boat sinking or you have it aground?
We are sinking, yes.
Is it aground is the question?
Hey, we're not aground. We are in 17 foot of water. We're in 31 foot of water.
All right, have to ask. What do you want to do? Do you want to be towed back?
I want to get this boat unsank and towed back, yes.
All right, where would you like it towed to, sir?
You can tow it to Ocean Springs Harbor, or Fort Bayou Launch.
All right, how many adults and children on board?
No, there's no children.
So is there anybody on board? How many adults, sir? That was the question. Hello, can you hear me?
Gotta jump in and pull the plug, Bart, while you're going.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yep, I just need you to answer these questions so I can get you over to the captain.
Okay,
how many adults on board?
There's zero adults on board.
There's nobody on board the boat?
No. Nobody
right
here is over the age of 21.
If we've learned something on this. Young and dumb. Young and dumb. And look, I don't know that I would have handled it all that much better if I was 18 either. Because you got to imagine you're sitting here, and there's more to listen to. And he's trying to talk to somebody while he's on the phone, probably with not great reception, but not able to focus on one thing at a time or handle it in any sort of copacetic way. You just kind of cringe. I don't know. I'm just cringing as I'm listening to it. Just like, Jesus, take Nolan out of the experience for a moment and go, what the fuck? Are you that dopey? Oh. But again, that's not the point. You've probably heard some stuff in the background. That's where a lot of people are questioning what they're hearing. And again, I'm not here to tell you what to be heard, because I have tried to listen to it myself. I'm going to actually take this audio, and there's more to listen to here, by the way. We're going to get through it. I'm going to try and take this audio to another studio over here off the air, and I'm going to try and remove audio. I'm going to try and enhance and see what we can hear, if anything at all. Audio is a tricky thing. It is what it is. There is software now that essentially, we don't want to AI this, where essentially it overlays what it thinks it's hearing and then makes you hear that. And that's not what you want. And so you want to hear exactly what you're hearing. You don't want to have any sort of interpretive filters over the top. What we're going to try and do is break the audio down in its purest form, not add anything, but try and crisp it up, if you will, to see it or hear it tighter, if you will. And sometimes that can be done. Sometimes that can't be done. It's just the nature of what it is. Audio from a phone sucks to begin with, especially audio from someone over in that side of the room being picked up on a phone call or on a boat that's sinking. It's not super clear. Now, I'll say this. I mean, some of the interpretations I have seen out there of some of the audio of what people are saying they're hearing, I can kind of hear it. But I don't, but I'll say this. I don't know that I can hear it without the sheet in front of me and somebody saying, here's what I'm hearing. And that doesn't pass the smell test super well for definitive information. Because it's very easy to have someone else going, I'm hearing this. And you go, oh, I'm hearing that too. It's, again, this is nothing about the case. This is just how our brains interpret information and audio. We're trying to connect the dots to make things make sense. And if we're going down one road or another road, it will try and connect dots that sort of way. It's how we work. Let's listen to more of this call.
Sir, that was not the question. Is there a person? Is there a person, a living individual on the boat?
Hello?
Is there a living person, someone breathing on the boat? Is there anybody on the boat?
Yes, there's lots of people breathing on the boat.
All right. How many people, sir?
Like 7.
All right. Thank you. Does everyone have life jackets on or available to them?
Yes, we have life jackets available.
All right. Verify what boat's sinking.
A Triton, 22-foot offshore, 22-foot Triton offshore sea flight hole.
All right. All right. Please hold. I'm transferring you to the local captain now.
Okay, thank you.
Is anyone...
Hi, Captain.
Is anyone else amazed just how long it takes to get to the captain while your boat's sinking? Just like in an emergency, what's your account number? I can't find you by that. If the boat's sinking, maybe we do the paperwork afterwards. It's almost like an emergency room. It's like, I think I might be dying. Well, who's your provider? Can you fill out these 8 to 10 sheets first? The bureaucratic bullshit that we accept in our lives as well. That's just how it works. Is insane. Your boat's sinking, and it took what? 5 minutes to get to the captain. That, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. What are they like? Well, sorry, you don't have a membership. You're fucked. We're not coming to get you. You're telling us your boat is sinking. We know. Good luck. Now, granted, the communication there was horrible between the kid on the boat and the dispatcher, but it certainly did not need to go on as long as it did. But I do honestly feel from both sides, there could be a little more efficiency and a little more urgency going on when someone's boat is sinking. I kind of felt more like, okay, would you like to get some extra cheese on that pizza today? Oh, and by the way, breadsticks, we're doing a 2-for-1 sale on that as well. Would you like us to bring those to your boat as it's sinking? Like, that seems to kind of be the level of urgency going on here on the call. And then you have the kid who just feels like it's an inconvenience that he's talking to someone who's trying to help him. That also bothers me of, like, I can only imagine. Yeah, anyway, besides the point. Are you all feeling that, too? I'm feeling that a little bit. Your thoughts in the comments section. Continuing on.
Captain Seth, this is Vicky from International. How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. I apologize ahead of time. I really do. You're going to have a fee-for-service come up under Jerry.
Okay.
It sounds like a bunch of kids on board on Horn Island. He's letting me know that his father's a member, but he can't give me any information. And he's saying the boat is sinking, and he's on Horn Island. It's just unfortunate. He's just a kid.
You need new fucking operators, so, whoever your thing is. Jesus Christ.
A lot of people on board. He says he thinks about 7. I'm guessing they're all under 18. And I'm not trying to be rude. He wants you guys to go out there and unpump the boat and then tow it in.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm sorry. A boat is sinking with people on it, you idiot. Get the captain out there. It's not time to apologize and snowflake his feelings. It's time to get help to the freaking boat. What is that? What the hell is that? That's not emergency. You're not working customer service for Papa John's. You're working customer service for people who are on a boat that's sinking. And you're like, I'm sorry, it might be kind of near me. What the fuck? I'm disturbed by that. The company that runs the tow service might want to examine who's answering the phone and your protocols. Because I think you might get boats that go down before you get anybody out to them because of the way the information is being processed and handled. Jesus freaking Christ. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Tell me in the comments. Maybe I'm crazy and wrong. But it feels like you got Snowflakeville answering the phones.
Do you know what kind of boat it is?
He said a Triton 24 footer, but
going
that's all
down.
He gave me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just actually got off the phone with his grandpa, who I'm guessing is the owner of the boat. And
is it
he
Jerry?
Said that they, yeah, mm-hmm. Jerry.
Pro tip. If you own a boat, don't give your idiot drunken grandchildren access to your boat.
Yeah, he said,
okay.
I just hung up with him. He said that they don't need any help right now, but if something changes, they'll call me back. So I'm guessing that they may have figured it out because that's
what
they're in a panic and their boat won't crank.
Yeah, they're in a panic. He's saying the bilge is not keeping up. I asked for Coast Guard. He said no, but he's just really upset on the back end. And, you know, I get it. It's a kid. He just doesn't understand.
He doesn't understand. They're sinking.
Do you still have him on the line?
Yes, I still have him on the line.
Oh, what a
thought.
And
again, I couldn't find, he couldn't give me anything regarding his grandfather's, you know, membership. So it's just under Jerry fee for service.
Okay. All right. I just talked to, if you want to, we're so tied up right now. We can't really do any non-member jobs right now.
Is Jerry a member? Did you find out if he was a member or not?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's his boat or what. I'm not sure what's going on with it. Transfer the kid over. I'll talk to him and then I'll call his grandpa back as well.
All right. And did you want me to look up Jerry's membership?
This is a stellar advertisement for this service, isn't it? Grandpa, who's not on the boat, says everything's okay. The kid's over here freaking out. I'm sorry. This is inconveniencing you and you're having to go rescue people job. He's a non-member, so let him sink. What? What is this? What are we listening to? What the hell is this? I mean, I'm just like, this isn't even about Nolan on this part. I'm just like, what is going on? What is going on with this company? They're sinking. Sorry.
Number or anything like that to see if he's up. I know you guys are.
You can try his cell phone number.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to guess everyone here is under the age
anything
of 25.
Other than the number.
Could be wrong. What the fuck?
All right. Yep. Jerry. Yeah. He's an active member. Hold on.
Oh, we're finally now just checking this out. And you had the access the whole time to look this up and you're just now looking.
22 foot Triton. All right. I'll just disregard this one. I'm going to send you over an accurate one under this Jerry Ackerson one. Okay. He's one of your members. You'll get in a couple minutes. Okay.
So she had the name. She decided. Another 5 minutes into the call, maybe I'll look him up and tell him before I'm just going to speculate if he is. I'm not quite sure if he's a member or not. And now she's able to actually, and she does. And then like, oh, maybe that, I don't know. Part of the process as you're going through what the.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And just transfer this kid over whenever you get a chance.
All right. Transfer him.
Whenever
now,
you get a chance.
Again, Captain.
I'm going to go for a sandwich first.
Have a drink.
Oh, wow.
That's the call. I think we learned more about customer service than we did anything else. I don't know. What do you take out of that? Do you take anything suspicious? Do you take anything criminal going on there? The big crux seems to be a lot of arguing about what people heard in the background. And that's really what it's about. And holy shit. Everything else. I mean, can you imagine if the boat went down and they're like out in like 30 feet of water or more? Like, well, they're not members. We knew they were drowning, but... Grandpa said it was okay. I wonder if Grandpa's like, fuck him. The boat's going down. Nah, they're overreacting. But he's freaking out like the boat's sinking. Yeah, that's okay. They'll be fine. Just let it. They'll be good. Don't let. It's like Grandpa's revenge. I get those little fuckers out there on my boat.
I'm going to take the plug out and it's going to sink and they're all going down and I'm not going to encourage the rescue team to help. I'm kidding, Grandpa. I'm sure that's not what you were doing. But it is kind of funny. The grandpa's like, nah, nothing's going on. The kids, we're sinking. I don't know if they're members because I just chose not to use my keyboard to look. What was that? What was that? You tell me in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Holy shit. That was the first time I've listened to that. All right. You can weigh in there. We'll continue our conversation as we continue to follow this case. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts as well. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.